Good morning, Rob Hakala and Lisa Zizian. That's South Shore's Morning News, and it's time now for our Tech Talk segment. We check in with our computer and technology guy. That's David Snell over at AxSmart IT in Pembroke.
Hello, David. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, David. All right, so this week we are going to talk about Microsoft and specifically how they're taking a step back concerning the end of life of Windows 7.
Yes, it's a wonderful thing for many business and enterprise users out there, not so much for the home user with Windows 7. But as of January 14th, Windows 7 was supposed to be gone and no longer available for use because it wouldn't be supported or security updates weren't created and all of that. But Microsoft, I guess they've listened to the millions of people complaining about we can't upgrade because our software doesn't work with this and so on and so forth. They've actually let us have the option to pay them more money to continue to use Windows 7 for up to 3 years and still get security updates.
Wow.
Oh.
All right, so this is a reprieve here. Okay, so this is good news if you want to keep doing that.
It is, absolutely. So there are many computers out there that are offices and whatnot that cannot use Windows 10 because their practice management or the software that they use to run their business is not yet compatible. So because of that, Microsoft has finally realized that they just can't wholesale cut it off without offering some type of a solution. And the solution is now they'll let you pay them an annual fee per computer to continue to give you the Windows 7 updates, security updates, for up to 3 years.
Okay. Yeah, I never really thought about that, but there might be, obviously there are many organizations and institutions that have these legacy systems that really require that they have this.
That's exactly right. What they would have to do if they couldn't run Windows 10, they would have to run a Windows 7 system that was isolated from the internet so they couldn't be attacked, or run it within a virtual instance on a upgraded PC with, say, Windows 10 running on it. So this actually is a pretty good idea for those business organizations that cannot move to Windows 10 without suffering business-wise.
Okay. But this is an option, though, open to everybody, then?
It's open to businesses and enterprises.
Okay.
In the past, like with Windows XP, this is all over again, Windows XP, but when Windows XP went by, Microsoft offered a extended support system and solution for those users. But they only did it for enterprise users who had volume licensing, not for the folks like you and I who would get a computer from a reseller or Dell or HP or whomever and didn't have the enterprise licensing on that computer. Mm. So now they've thought about it, they've come back, and they're realizing that 35% of the PCs in the world are running Windows 7. They don't want to cut off their nose to spite their face. For those 35%, and it's a good thing for the businesses. You have a little more time now to actually make the upgrade, get the upgrade done in a systematic and safe way, so that you don't inadvertently harm your business.
Mm. All right, so this would be an option, and hopefully it's affordable. We don't know the full cost, or
well, we do. We have an idea. It's from a reliable source. Microsoft is not going to release the pricing until December 1st when this solution becomes available. But it looks like at this point in time, if you're using volume licensing, it'll be $25 per device for the first year, $50 per device for the second year, and $100 per device in the third year. And that's as far as they're going to let it go.
Oh, wow.
For business owners like us that have Windows 7 Pro devices, it's going to cost us double that. It's $50 for the first year, $100 for the second, and $200 for the third.
Okay, and that's their way of really encouraging people to move along and get it figured out.
Yeah, but as a business owner, if I had to maintain my system, an extra $50
yeah.
per computer per year is much cheaper than $800 to $1,200 for a replacement computer.
It's a good thing to think about when you weigh the costs about where you are and what your current situation is. So this will give businesses some choice, though, and some options to extend things, because as we know, when they say things are going to be ending at a certain time and you have to switch over, most of us wait till the last minute, and we're not ready to do that.
Yeah, and here we are at the last minute now.
It's true.
It almost goes about everything.
It's like, you got, two months to finish that term paper, and you just wait till the end.
And you wait till the weekend before, right?
Yeah. Everybody in the class goes, "Professor, we need more time." Come on, it happens. We've all been there.
Well, even you with your phone, you didn't want to do the updates.
Oh, shoot.
You didn't want to do the updates.
Why are you telling David Snell?
Well, you told everybody else anyway an hour ago.
I did, David. Yeah, it was my own fault. I just kept ignoring those updates.
Those iPhone updates. And the phone just decided to say, forget about you, Rob. I'm just turning off.
Well, I didn't need it at all with the iPhone. What did I have? The 4? Yeah,
the maybe iPhone. A 3?
Okay, but
a negative 5?
But
I
had those iPhones
ago.
The entire life, and they just died eventually on their own. And I then never needed a software upgrade. And then apparently,
that's not true. That it didn't need it. You just didn't want to do it.
I didn't want to do it, but
those were the phones with a crank on the side. That you had the crank, Rob.
Well, okay, it wasn't quite that bad, but yeah. I mean, I guess anyway. So it just went off, and I guess as it switched over to a new day, it just decided, Rob, I'm done with you. So anyway, went to the Apple store, and they were able to help me out. So. Mm-hmm.
They
said,
didn't laugh,
wow.
Did they?
No, I don't think so. I mean, they said, wow, this hasn't been updated since 2016, sir. Yeah, so.
So we get it. Some people just don't push off the decisions.
And then he had the little thing, you're going to push, you may lose all your data before we start working on it. They got to.
Yes.
So I signed off on that. He goes, maybe you should upgrade and get all this stuff in the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I was in trouble that day. All right. Well, anyway, options about Windows 7. Check it out again. For the home user, you got to leave Windows 7 behind. But as a business, you got some options here, David, and people can read all about it, right?
They sure can. Go to my website, xsmartit.com, click on my blog link, and go to 959watt.com and follow Rob and Lisa.
Thank you, David.
Thank you,
guys,
David.
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys.